Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, Rick Damastis and his family are church planters in Scotland, and they say it never ceases to amaze me the blessings of God upon us. When I look back over a month of family and ministry, I see God's hand in all of it. Since the Bible Club's in the park, we've been actively making visits and responding to evangelistic connections. We had a couple visit the following Sunday with many questions about the church. As I visited them to talk about it, they shared with me their salvation testimony, but noted that they'd never been baptized. And their only request was not to have it in the North Sea or the River Dee, so we made other arrangements. A young man who was saved 6 weeks ago has been coming faithfully to church. He recently accepted the invitation for one-on-one discipleship with me. He has grown so much over these few weeks, and he's also ready for baptism and has no preference what body of water to do it in. Well, the missionaries obviously have a little bit of sense of humor, and we appreciate that. And also, I just want to stop right here to remark that that's a big part of what a missionary does. It's not only giving the gospel and winning people, but discipling them and helping them to grow in their Christian lives. Now, Sarah, that's Mrs. Damastis, has added two discipleships to her schedule as well, one coming out of a charismatic background and the other, say, from a Jehovah's Witness background. It's made for some lengthy conversations, yet it's all been centered on Christ. They always see the truth revealed through the Scripture, and they're all eager to learn. We started a Mums and Toddler book group on Wednesday morning. This has been a great group to encourage mothers and focus on Christ and to make their foundation on the Word of God and the principles that are within it. The Tory Care Home volunteers have been growing. The new couple that visited in April came along, and he brought his guitar to play as well, and Graham is doing well and was in great spirit when we were there. A young couple in our church had to move to Edinburgh this past week for work, and they were in our church for a few years. They were discipled. They helped in the kids' classes and holiday Bible clubs, and he drove the bus to pick up families. But we found a like-minded church to attend and pray that they will be just as involved there. And this Sunday, we announced their departure. I mentioned all the ways they were involved. And after the service, I had families approach me to help fill the gaps that were made by them leaving. I wasn't anticipating that, but God knew exactly what was needed and took care of us. Maybe their departure was exactly the motivation for others needed. Either way, I'm glad to serve a God who knows tomorrow and works all things out for good to those who love him and to do his will. And he gets all the glory and the praise. Now, let me share some prayer requests from the Damascus. They ask that we would pray for souls to be saved and baptized and discipled. They ask prayer for their supporting churches. And then for Sarah's outreach with the different groups and the church ladies and other opportunities she has to share. And then for Open Door Baptist Church and its growth. Pray for wisdom for our leaders as they make decisions that are best for the country. Pray for the health and safety of our church and the families who make up the church. And pray for more volunteers within our church to start assisting in areas of ministry. And then pray for our local evangelistic opportunities. Pray for the visitors who come to church. And let me just pause to say we thank the Lord for the faithful ministry of the Damascus family.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.